KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, it's 7 o'clock.
Good evening. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Clark Reed, topping our news at KGO 810. A worker at an upstate New York maximum security prison is facing charges that she helped two convicted killers escape a week ago. Correspondent Alexandra Field on why Joyce Mitchell has been cooperating with authorities.
The Clinton County District Attorney said he believed that she was being so open and so readily available to them because she might be feeling some sense of guilt or responsibility.
The convicts are still at large. A personal appeal from President Obama wasn't enough to convince Democrats to pass a high-profile trade bill. Dozens of Democrats voted to reject a key part of the legislation today, meaning the entire measure can't advance to the White House. Congressman John Garamendi explained why he voted no.
For two reasons. One, I don't like the way the deal is formed, but also, under the Constitution, we have the authority and the responsibility of negotiating trade deals, and I don't think we ought to pass that over to the administration, this or any other administration.
Supporters of the bill are describing it as a temporary setback, and White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said our work is not yet done. Hundreds of farmers across California got some devastating news today. The State Water Board has issued the most stringent cuts ever due to the four-year drought.
Farmers, companies, and public agencies with senior water rights aren't immune to this latest round of cuts. Senior water rights have allowed unlimited water from the state's rivers and streams for more than 100 years. Farmer Rudy Moosey says this could really hurt farmers.
In a lot of cases, if the cutback is 100% and they don't have any other sources of water, either well water or district water of some other source, it could mean bankruptcy to them.
Heather Cooley is water program director at the Pacific Institute and says she's not surprised by these cuts.
There have been about 8,700 cuts to junior rights holders. And so this is 300 on top of that.
She says some of these entities may have access to groundwater or they may try to purchase water. I'm Kristen Haynes, KGO 810.
Good news on BART service this weekend for Warriors fans, but bad news for riders later this summer. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley reports.
Originally, BART was scheduled to run bus bridges around the Coliseum station to do more repair work, but then
Golden State blows out Cleveland Game 5, Sunday back in Oakland.
So BART changed things around.
Saturday will be our very last track closure for the Fruitvale to Coliseum work we've been doing. So that is great news. This is the end.
BART spokesperson Alicia Trost.
Fans can rely on BART that will be closed between Fruitvale and Coliseum on Saturday, but full operation for Sunday.
After that, repairs are slated to start on the Transbay Tube. BART is talking about possibly closing it down the first weekend in August and again Labor Day weekend. I'm Leslie Brinkley, KGO 810.
Marijuana is only legal for medical purposes in California, but that's not stopping purveyors of pot-infused cupcakes, nuts, and other edible forms of the drug from putting on an outdoor food festival to showcase their wares. The Get Baked sale tomorrow in San Francisco comes as marijuana advocates are working to legalize recreational use of the drug through a statewide voter initiative next year. It's 7:03 coming up next. KGO Traffic and Weather, first on the fives, followed by Drex.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Ah, dear old dad. When you were feeling down, he cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, he made it all better. It's time he gets a break. And KGO 810 can help. KGO 810 is giving away a Father's Day gift pack from Pier 39 and the Hard Rock Cafe. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com and tell us why your dad deserves a Father's Day break. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 certificate for the Hard Rock Cafe and a family four-pack of Pier 39 premiere passes from KGO 810.
It's 7:05. Let's take a look at our traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in Livermore. Eastbound 580 at Greenville Road, a fender bender on the right shoulder. Nobody's hurt. It's out of the way, but you're still crawling from Isabel Avenue. 680 northbound at Sheridan along the Sunol Grade, a three-vehicle accident there is clearing. It's on the right shoulder. Traffic is still extremely heavy back to 262 in Fremont. Part of that is going to be some onlooker delay as well, because in Fremont on 680 southbound at Mission Boulevard, you've got a vehicle fire there and an accident. The right lanes are taken out by that. Traffic is stopped back to Auto Mall Parkway. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thanks, Lee. And KGO 810's meteorologist Drew Tumas. Bay Area forecast tonight, mostly clear inland, south and east bays, cloudy and foggy elsewhere. Lows in the middle 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow, sunny at the bay and inland, mostly sunny coastside, and warm again, highs middle 60s to mid 90s. No cooling really in store until Monday. Currently, 68 in Oakland, 81 in San Jose, 58 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810. KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Download the app in the App Store today. Wherever you get your apps, KGO Radio, download it, and we'll KGO go wherever you go. Well, we're just going to start right off the bat with the blockbuster story of the day, and perhaps for the next several weeks as this unwinds, because I have questions about the lady who pretended to be black. I mean, just when you thought things might be calming down and off of coming after a week of what happened in McKinney, Texas, there's this train wreck. Or not. It depends how you see this. The leader of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP is accused of pretending to be a black woman. The mother of Rachel Dolezal has come forward to assert that her daughter is actually white, who has pretended to be black for at least the last 9 years. So basically, her family has outed her. She's estranged from them. And it just keeps unraveling as the hours progress today. And it goes back to when she was at Howard University. First, they were saying, well, she was basically blending in there and started this charade, I suppose you could call it. But as the story develops, it turns out, no, she was very much a white girl at Howard in the 70s, where that was, talking to some people who went to Howard, saying that that was probably a very difficult thing. At that time, the story started that she started integrating herself into being an African-American person when she was there. But turns out that's not the case. So, we're running the gamut from people who are thinking, well, this is incredibly offensive to not really that offensive. Maybe it's creative.
Unethical.
Yes. And there's people out there who are already making it somewhat of a hilarious thing. I don't know where you fall in line with this, 808-0810. It's really difficult for me to wrap my head around the whole thing because it's almost like a movie.
Yeah. Well, and there have been movies like this and right. People before her who've done it.
Yes.
I think my first instinct was that it was some sort of, mental illness. Of some sort, that it was on some sort of spectrum of wanting to identify with another group or get away from what you were born for whatever reason, hate your parents, who knows, and just assimilate into a different crowd. And then I thought, well, maybe she's trying to be one of these people who's going to write this amazing memoir about the decade or so that she posed as a black woman, born a white woman. We did speak to Dr. Tara Fields earlier today, and she was kind of psychologizing it and saying that what starts as needing to feel special, perhaps she was bullied, who knows, and or possibly carving out a separate sense of identity, passive-aggressive act toward parents can then become a true splitting off when you start to believe your own lies as the truth. So it's something called splitting, and it's an ego defense where after time you start believing your self-created reality. Dr. Tara Fields said, similar to, in her opinion, OJ believing he really didn't kill Nicole by the end of that trial.
And that's an amazing conclusion from Dr. Tara Fields. And by the way, back to the story. So her mother has said, she said her daughter began to disguise herself in 2006 or 2007. Look, the phones are already ringing off the hooks. 808-0810. After the family had adopted four African-American children and Rachel had shown an interest in portrait art. It's very sad. This is her mother quoting. It's very sad that Rachel has just not been herself. Her effectiveness in the cause of the African-American community would have been so much more viable, and she would have been much more effective if she had just been honest with everybody. And this all started with a simple interview with a television station in Spokane who asked her, you know, to look at a picture of this. Take a look at this picture. Is this your father? And that's when it all began. And the Spokane Spokesman Review, they're running stories that include childhood photos of Rachel profiled and provided by her family. And she's obviously white, you know, blonde hair. And as I said, this honor, this story has the distinct honor of being incredibly offensive to people, not yet offensive at all to others, and just unbelievable to even others. So I one thing I got to say is this really was one gigantic ruse, wasn't it? I mean, wow, how do you pull this off? There are so many questions to be posed. Is her husband in on this? Or is he just learning that the woman he previously thought was just light-skinned is actually a whole other kind of white-skinned, as in white? How did she get her hair in those in those coils? I mean, was that a kinky curly kind of thing? Did nobody know? That's the really big question. I don't know how you pull this off for as many years as she has. And does it matter? You know, the NAACP has immediately, I mean, they stepped up today and they released a statement saying, look, in response to this big controversy, for 106 years, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has held a long and proud tradition of receiving support from people of all faiths, races, colors, and creeds. The NAACP Spokane, Washington branch, the president said that Rachel is enduring a legal issue with her family, and we respect her privacy at this time in this matter. One's racial identity is not a qualifying criteria for disqualifying for NAACP leadership. So that's their statement, and they're standing by it. Let's take some calls.
Got Felix in Oakland or Union City on the line.
Felix, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. If this young lady all along has said she's black and she identifies as being black, the color of your skin doesn't make a difference. She is black of heart. I have adopted two girls. And one's African-American and Hispanic, and the other one is African-American and white. Now, one of my daughters says she's black, and she's adamant about the race card, and I tell her I'm black. Cut me open and cut a black man open, and we're both red. So,
okay, well, I guess they're just words, but I mean,
thank you.
It's also like, look, if I was born in Germany to German parents, I'm freaking German, not French, not Spanish.
Both parents are from European descent.
I appreciate what you're saying.
Okay, well, this brings
when you cut us, we bleed, but there's identity and history and culture, and she's not black.
Well, and some people are trying to throw out the hashtag transracial, comparing it even to Caitlyn Jenner's transition. But I think we can make this pretty clear. Transracial identity is not a thing. Next.
We have Phil in Reno.
Hello there.
Hi, Phil in Reno. Good evening.
Good evening. I have a couple of points to make. First off, Racial identification, especially for black people, is not in cut and dry as you might think. I'd like to point out the fine actress Charlize Theron. Fine person, great actress. She was born in South Africa, somewhere around Cape Town. I can't give you the exact place.
Yeah.
Her parents immigrated here from South Africa when she was very young. She has since obtained her American citizenship.
Of course, and there's white people in Africa. We know that.
Black people.
Right. I have to say, and thank you for the call. Look, she started out when the reporter was asking her, she said, "Well, yes, I'm from the African continent. We all are." And that was her first kind of step
back.
Rachel's step back. And, and then she pushed the microphone away and skedaddled. And she didn't want anything else to do with the topic. All right. Okay, we're going to continue. So what do you think about Rachel in being in charge of the Spokane, Washington NAACP?
If you prefer, text us because we are going to have a guest coming up. The number is 35253 and use the keyword Drex.
All right. And we have questions about the white lady who pretended maybe to be black. And you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Right now, it is time to check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW in Fremont on 680 southbound, still at Mission Boulevard, trying to get an accident and vehicle fire cleaned up there. The right lane's taken out. Traffic is holding steady back to Automall Parkway, but it's not moving at all right now. 680 northbound at Sheridan along the Sunol grade. That three-vehicle accident has been cleared. Traffic's unwinding slowly but steadily from 262 in Fremont up to Andrade. Of course, the Giants at AT&T Park tonight, northbound 280. Getting better. You're locked up just after 16th, but that's not too bad. Once you get to 4th, you're pretty much good to go. And we're looking great on the Skyway in both directions, actually, just minor slowdowns. Westbound across the Bay Bridge, you're going to have some stop-and-go traffic just before and after Treasure Island, but that's it. And north and southbound 101 in the city looking fantastic right now as well. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGOA 10.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/more points. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The idea that Dolezal's choice to publicly identify as a black woman, one who occupied positions of power in spaces specifically designed for members of a marginalized group, is the same as being a trans woman. Well, a lot of people are saying, well, that simply doesn't add up, Drex, you know. And by the way, it is worth noting that a white woman's decade-long deception has effectively hijacked the conversation about race during a week where this nation has been focusing on the police brutality in McKinney, Texas. And now we're off on this, off and running and roaring. Let's take a call here quickly. We have a lot of calls, 808-0810.
This is Nova in Union City.
Good evening, Nova. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a black female, and I have no problem with what the lady's doing. I think that whatever group a person identifies with is who they identify with. I grew up in an all-white neighborhood. I happen to be the only black kid in my class. I'm obviously a dark-skinned person, so I can't pass for white, but I happen to be in a white world, so all my friends are white.
Does it bother you, however, that she would say that she was a victim of potential
nine alleged hate crimes, yes, in the past 10 years?
Really?
No, because she's absorbed in a black world. Her husband's black. Her kids are black. So she lives that reality. So I don't necessarily have a problem with what she's doing. It's who she is.
Well, I understand.
She's black,
okay,
on the inside, okay, and that's fine.
And that was my initial feeling. Thank you. Until I got to reading into this and looking at the background and, you know, reported nine alleged hate crimes to the police in the past 10 years. Of her racial identity, because of her racial identity, in February, the NAACP Spokane president claimed that she received hate mail in the NAACP post office box with photos of lynchings and words like war pig. However, the detectives looked into it, and they found out that the envelopes had never been processed through the post office, and someone just probably placed them there, someone who had a key to the box. She also claimed that she found nooses around her home. Now, do we believe that or not? Does that change your mind? 808-0810. Let's say good evening to my first guest, and that's Montre, Missouri. Good evening, and thank you for joining me, and I appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are the associate professor in film at Howard University in Washington, and you hear the discussion, and I'm sure you've been hearing it all day long. Where do you stand, Montre?
Well, I can't speak directly in terms of, as you just mentioned, the race hate crimes or threats against this individual, but I have taken the time today at least to think more about the idea of passing. And just to put it in a historical perspective, I'm sure your audience is well aware of the history of African Americans passing for white in this country for socioeconomic mobility, or in certain cases in terms of just for sheer survival. But there is also a history in the United States of white people passing for black. So within that context, this is less unusual than it has been presented in the media throughout the 24-hour news cycle.
Well,
remind us who some of those people in the past who were white and passed for black, what their situations were.
One text that I mentioned to Frank today, a book that came out a couple of years ago called Passing Strange, which is about a very affluent white American male after the period of slavery, a New Yorker by the name of Clarence King. who was connected to some of the wealthiest families in the United States at the time. But he passed as a African-American home porter in order to lead a double life with a former slave woman who he married and had five children with in Brooklyn, New York. And you have this also these stories of the concept of one drop of black blood, just these historical moments in the United States where just one drop of black blood would indicate that you'd be classified as African-American, and having certain individuals, white individuals at the time who were in love with African-Americans, taking that law a step further and actually piercing the finger of their African-American partner and consuming one drop of black blood, and then going to register to say that I am now allowed to marry this person because I now have this one drop of black blood.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. We just got a tweet, and you can tweet us at Generation Drex. Just a friendly reminder, Drex, that a black person passing as a white person was once a criminal offense. Enjoy your weekend. Yes. So, I mean, there is that for those who are upset. And as I said, Montre, this seems to be this way, that way, upside down, inside out, as far as views are concerned. I've got to take a quick break for the news, if you don't mind. Hold on, and we'll come back, and we will talk about it. We continue the conversation talking about Rachel Dolezal. Yes, it's been ringing in my head all day. And she is the white lady who maybe pretended to be black and running the NAACP in Spokane, Washington.
She most certainly
did.
Yes. It's not a maybe.
I guess now at this point it's not a maybe. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753, 800-317-1753, 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Warriors have inspired. They're magical. They're showing the world why they are champions. So missing a game is unacceptable for me. But with my schedule, I always have to miss the games when they're not playing on the weekends. And that's why I am all about Xfinity DVR. Xfinity on the X1 Entertainment Operating System offers a revolutionary cloud-based DVR that lets you watch your personal DVR library from anywhere, record up to 4 shows at once, and save hundreds of them. Now everyone in the family can enjoy their favorite shows in any room or on the go. Whether it's a Warriors game or the latest SpongeBob episode for my daughter, you get to see what you want when you want so you can catch the Warriors action on your terms. Plus, with Xfinity, check out the latest on-demand movies this month, including McFarlane USA, Chappie, and Run All Night, available this month on Xfinity. Also, you need to check out the Xfinity Total Home Security and Automation Solution. With 24/7 professional monitoring on a secure network, you too can control your home remotely. Check it out with Xfinity.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Rachel Dolezal has come forward to assert, her mother has asserted that her daughter is actually a white woman who has pretended to be black for almost a decade and is in charge, and she is the chairperson for the NAACP in Spokane, Washington. It's quite a controversy, and we're talking about it, and we'll get right back to you after we check into the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex, and good evening. It is 7:30, and this is the top of the news from KGO 810. The data breach that exposed personal information of current and former federal employees is far more extensive than was first revealed. Two people who've been briefed on the investigation say there are as many as 14 million civilian employees dating back to the 1980s. That was all compromised, all information. Government Employees Union said yesterday the hackers stole personal data and Social Security numbers for all the federal workers in a central personal database. Authorities have arrested Joyce Mitchell, the prison worker, who authorities said helped two convicted killers escape from a maximum security prison in upstate New York. She's suspected of helping with the breakout by supplying the two inmates with prohibited items and even agreeing at one point to be the getaway driver. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley on the penalty Joyce Mitchell's facing for her charges.
The promoting prison contraband charge is a Class D felony. The minimum sentence and maximum sentence range on those is a 1 1/3 to 4 or a 2 1/3 to 7 year maximum sentence.
Authorities say there's still no confirmed sightings of the men. KGO 810 reporter Suni Khalid is live in Oakland at Lakeshore and Lake Park Avenue, where there's a vigil being held. It's a man for a man that was fatally shot by Oakland police last Saturday. Suni.
We had about 400 or 500 people who were gathered here for a vigil, and they're gathered here for about 2 hours to protest the killing of LaMaria Hogg, who was killed while he was sleeping in his car and was confronted by police officers. So about 400 or 500 people here. They're demanding that the video that was on the body camera and the dash cams of the police be turned over and a special prosecutor be appointed to look into charges stemming from the murder last week. This is Suni Khalid reporting in Oakland at the corner of Lake Shore Drive and Lake Park in Oakland for 881, excuse me, for KGO 810 AM.
President Obama met with Western governors today, Jerry Brown included, to discuss drought measures and announce another $110 million in aid. We get the story from KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Well,
this funding comes on top of more than $190 million that's already been spent and $1 billion that the Ag Department says will go to livestock producers. California, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Oregon, and Wyoming will benefit, as 35% of the West as a whole is now facing either severe or exceptional drought.
Neither a governor or even a president can control weather. What we can do is both adapt and take sensible steps.
That came in a recent interview with Sacramento's NBC affiliate. Obama says Governor Brown's doing the best he can, but that climate change is probably making this dry period a whole lot worse.
We're addressing, you know, the man-made contributors.
The money will provide jobs to workers who get relocated, help faith and community groups put together summer meal sites, and improve wildfire preparedness. I'm Mike Simpson, KGO 810.
Governor Brown has named one of his top spokesmen to lead the California Gambling Control Commission. Jim Evans replaces Richard Lopez, who announced his retirement in May amidst allegations that a former top executive improperly contacted the agency and received confidential information about investigations. It's 7:33. Coming up next, KGO 810 traffic and weather first on the fives, followed by more with Drex.
It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time, and KGO has your tickets. The Alameda County Fair at the Pleasanton Fairgrounds, June 17th through July 5th. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July fireworks, the world's greatest fair food, and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, Morris Day, and more. Visit the contest page at KGOradio.com for your chance to win a family 4-pack of tickets. The Alameda County Fair, June 17th through July 5th, from KGO 810.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 90%. 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now, 800-708-4849, 800-708-4849.
735, KGO 810 traffic first on the fives. Here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. We'll start in Richmond, eastbound 80 at San Pablo Avenue. A vehicle fire there on the right shoulder. It is fully engulfed. You're going to come to those jam-ups just as you get to the Hoffman split. Oakland, westbound 580 at Lakeshore Avenue, an accident there. No lane details reported on it yet, but it has traffic pushed back to Beaumont Avenue, and you've got some brief stop-and-go onlooker slowdowns as well on the eastbound side. If you're heading to Vacaville on eastbound 80, get ready for a wait. Construction has traffic inching along from just before Rockville Road all the way to Manuel Campos Parkway. Also, rush hour still unwinding on the Nimitz northbound. Your stop and go between Alvarado Boulevard in Union City and Paseo Grande in San Lorenzo. Near Livermore, eastbound 580, things are getting better slowly but surely from some earlier problems. Your stop and go right now from just before 1st Street up to the 205 split. In Fremont, good news that a vehicle fire on 680 southbound at Mission Boulevard is pretty much taken care of. They got lane 3 open now. Lane 4 still blocked, but traffic's been able to get by, so you've got almost no delays through there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810 meteorologist Drew Tumas, Bay Area forecast tonight, mostly clear inland and in the south and east bays, cloudy and foggy elsewhere, lows in the mid-50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow, sunny by the bay and inland, mostly sunny coastside, highs in the mid-60s to the mid-90s, maybe not quite as hot as today. Currently, still 66 in Oakland, 79 in San Jose, 67 in Novato, 58 in San Francisco. And on your radio, it's 810, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, Clark. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And let's get right back to it. The blockbuster this weekend, in the theaters, is Jurassic World. But the blockbuster in the news talk arena is definitely NAACP leader Rachel Dolezal. And she allegedly faked being a black woman for years. And she is the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP. And she was cornered by a reporter today. And her family outed her. I mean, she's having a dispute with her family, and this has been going on for a long time. And her parents said she had a happy childhood growing up in a loving home alongside with four adopted African-American siblings. They claim that Rachel's siblings were warned not to let it out, not to blow her cover by Rachel herself. And they're puzzled, but her siblings told us that they're basically feeling that she's been outed. The children did not enjoy having a secret about Rachel's real identity, the mother said. And they go on to say their daughter's dishonesty about her identity, in a way, is disowning them as parents because they're white. And this is a painful part of this whole scenario for them. That's what's going on with them. And they have positive memories of Rachel that are not reflected in the falsehoods about her identity. And she said, look, the mother says, despite the deceit that has taken on in this relationship, she has a message for her daughter. Rachel, we love you, but please tell the truth. You're
this
white.
Is like a Dr. Phil episode, yes. Where he gets them all on the couch. And
wow. I mean, yeah, we can't wait for this sit-down cry-out session with Anderson Cooper. We have Montre Missouri on the line with us, and she's the Associate Professor of Film in Washington, D.C. for Howard University. We thank her for joining us, and also the author of
Black Magic Woman and Narrative Film, Race, Sex, and Afro-Religiosity.
Montre, what do you think's going on in her head? Why did she do this?
I have no idea.
I mean,
but again, I was surprised by the number of callers right off the top to this station who said it didn't bother them, black or white, what their cultural identity, they didn't care. But I know that a lot of people out there are a little outraged on a spectrum of outraged to offended to bewildered, say. Well, where might you fall on that?
Her reporting nine alleged hate crimes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the hate crimes, but I guess I fall more in line with many of your callers. I'm not upset or offended by it. I know that just from following what the information that's come out today that she is a graduate of Howard University.
Yes.
I think she received her MFA in film at Howard, and from my understanding, while she was at the university, she did present herself as a young white woman, which would have been expected. And obviously none of her colleagues or students or professors had any issue with her being in the art program at Howard, because we are a historically black institution, but we've always had a very diverse student body, and a significant part of the population in terms of student body is white. So there wouldn't have been anything unusual about that, nor anything unusual about her interest in African-American art, mm-hmm. which she obviously retains. So I'm not upset. I don't know what was in her mind.
Yes, why would she do it? That's the big question.
But I'm not offended by it.
But does it offend you that she went for a position that perhaps is typically held by a real black person and got this job with the NAACP when probably some real other black people applied for the gig? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I really honestly am asking you from my heart.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that clearly is problematic. I don't know necessarily the policy specifically in terms of hiring for the NAACP. I suspect that your racial identification is not a requirement. My feeling is that there's some strong legalities in that area. At the same time, the history of the NAACP in terms of its founders is not one that is exclusively African American.
That's right, and they have stated
as well.
Yes, they have stated today that they do not take this away from her, and they have a proud tradition of receiving support from people of all faiths, colors, creeds, whatever the case may be. But, one of the tweets that we just got at Generation Drex says, she didn't shirk white privilege. Putting and taking off blackness at will is white privilege. So this white privilege thing is playing into this now.
Right, right. And I think if I understand the tweet correctly is, I mean, there's been an ongoing discussion about the appropriation of black culture within the mainstream media, within the entertainment industry, where parts of black identity and again, black art, black culture can be put on by white artists, by white performers, and yet they still maintain this position of white privilege, where in this case, you have an individual and, questions can obviously be raised as to what her motivation was or what she was thinking, but at the same time, her identification went so far in terms of actually saying that she was at the front lines of struggle in terms mm-hmm. of racial injustice. I mean, I think that should be considered rather than just what we're seeing now, which is just simply the objectification, say, of the black female body and the popularity of black female parts. But at the same time, there's still this maintaining this white privilege positioning.
Right. Well, her father told BuzzFeed today that he and his wife are estranged from their daughter because she doesn't want us to be visible in the Spokane area because we're Caucasian and we're just done with that. And I must tell you, a lot of people are bringing up this word hashtag transracial today, comparing it to Caitlyn Jenner's transition. And I don't think that's really
a thing. That's transgressive.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. But once again, I think that it really has hijacked the conversation about race during this week when we were talking and the nation was focusing on the police brutality in McKinney, Texas.
Right. Right. I mean, I think there is something to be said. This really goes into the discussion of what are the editorial decisions in terms of the newsroom of what will be focused on in terms of television and print journalism. I've had friends kind of hashtagging today about if you're telling us we should pay attention to this, what is it that we're not paying attention to? So I agree that some of the momentum in terms of what perhaps we should be focusing on as far as a teenage black female being assaulted and abused by a white male police officer, I would think probably is far more useful a discussion this week than, say, this case.
Yes, well,
and,
agreed.
And another tweet that just rolled in here says that she used her privilege in the most damaging and harmful way possible, stealing and taking opportunities away from actual black people.
Again, like I said, I don't know what the hiring practices are of the NAACP, but I suspect that that race is not a requirement for a position.
No, it's not. Right. But I think they probably feel duped at this point. You know, but they are.
Well, their public comment was
right.
Kind of like, "Don't worry about it. We got this."
Yeah.
Of course, it's reminding everyone of the book and project Black Like Me. And the more time goes on and that I speak with you, the more forgiving I am of her pretense. We'll say maybe it's not an out and out lie. And I wonder if that wasn't where she might have been headed to do something, since she did have a film degree and worked in the arts at Howard. Do you see any of the writing on the wall for that here?
I don't know. I don't know her personally. I don't know what her thinking was. Mm-hmm. I mean, to go 10 years and to go as far as she was able to get in terms of the local community and being representative of the civil rights activism. I'm not certain. I'm not sure. I do feel as if, and again, just thinking of the perspective of having been a Howard University student and now a Howard University professor, and even now knowing that I have white students in the classroom who I can see they do heavily identify with the African-American community. They do identify with their fellow students, their appearance, their demeanor. They, for all intents and purposes, do what I call perform blackness. They don't present themselves as being black, but I do understand that there's a certain level of sensibility that they do and connection that they do feel with the African-American community. I think a white person studying at Howard University definitely would have some deep affiliation and knowledge of the African-American experience. It does not make that person an African-American, mm-hmm. but it's not simply, as I just said, of taking on different parts of African American culture. You have a historical understanding. I think this woman is very learned in African American history.
Well, there's no doubt. Montre, Missouri, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Once again, your book is, let's take a look.
Thanks. It was very eye opening. The book is, when is it coming out? It's not out yet, right?
In the fall, and this upcoming fall.
Great, great, great. We'll have you back toward that time. The book is called Black Magic Woman and Narrative Film, Race, Sex, and Afro-Religiosity. Thank you. Very eye-opening. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much,
Montre.
Have a good evening and a good weekend. All right, we're taking your calls, 808-0810. You heard what she has to say. She went to Howard also. Where do you stand? 808-0810. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start in Richmond again, eastbound 80 at San Pablo Avenue. I do have some good news here. That vehicle fire that's on the right shoulder is in the clearing stages. Traffic is relaxing from as far back as Powell Street and Emeryville. That's the bad news. Oakland, westbound 580 at Lakeshore Avenue, an accident there. It still has traffic pushed back to Park Boulevard now. The Bay Bridge looking very good, mostly. Some stop-and-go traffic on the upper deck just as you're approaching the Skyway, and it's going to be stop-and-go across the Skyway to 101 on the westbound side there. No issues in the eastbound direction, though. Santa Clara, southbound 101 at 87, an accident on the right shoulder. That's really just keeping the approach to the Gore Point slow, but you're only stop-and-go back to about San Tomas Expressway. And I will warn you again, for those of you heading to Vacaville on eastbound 80, you've got a wait ahead of you. Construction still has traffic inching along from just before Rockville Road, pretty much all the way to Manuel Campos Parkway. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices is implanted, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
Fertilome Triple Action is a great product that's been helping gardeners for years. Fertilome Triple Action is a miticide, fungicide, and insecticide all in one bottle. It will cure just about any problem you may run into this spring or summer. Whether you're having insect and disease problems with roses, flowers, or anything in your vegetable garden, try Fertilome Triple Action. You can find quality Fertilome products at your favorite independent garden center or hardware store.
Call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. You heard me right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, we've been talking about why comparing Rachel Dolezal to Caitlyn Jenner is detrimental to both trans and racial progress. And well, some people are discussing that. I don't see it that way, but I have come around on the whole thing, especially after talking to Montre and a few listeners during the last hour. It seems like a lot of people don't care that she's a white woman. And she is white. There's no doubt about it. Both of her parents are from European descent. They're Caucasian. She's Caucasian. That's just the bottom line. There's no other way to spin this. But yeah, she is in charge, and she has hid the fact that she is Caucasian. She's a white girl. She's a white woman. And she's hid this for the last 9 or 10 years or so. And her parents outed her because they're estranged.
Is going to come out of retirement and have the whole family on the couch. I understand the parents' point of view, like, what have you done? But to keep her identity, she has to divorce herself from those parents. So I don't know if it's really like she is estranged on purpose, or it's just like she wants to go have this other life.
There's a legal thing going on between them, so we don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I did not know that
part. Right. There is a legal thing going on between her and her family. So they've outed her.
Yeah, but after...
And how hurtful was that also?
Well, I mean, it's more hurtful that she's probably not in touch with them at all, you know, than that she would sort of change her identity.
And by the way, if you don't know this part of the story, her parents did adopt 4 African-American children. And when she was in her teenage years, when I guess as she was going off to...
And you kind of scratch your head like, did that have any bearing? And if so, how?
I'm not making that
leap in my brain of why that would be. But I mean, this has been very eye-opening because I've gone from, you know, picking up the phone and calling Dr. Tara Fields right away and going, what kind of lunatic is this woman, to listening to the callers and to our guest Montre Missouri and going, oh, all right, I guess it's okay if culturally, aesthetically, you prefer, you know, a different culture, you're allowed to float in between the two, I guess.
Well, again, and another tweet coming in at Generation Drex. The problem is, Drex, is that she was elected to a leadership of a black organization under the premise she was black. And that's a problem for me.
That's a problem. And saying that you're a victim of hate threats, they hadn't become crimes as yet. That is very weird. That's pathological, I think. But maybe, again, she's just sort of trying on how it feels to really be black in America these days. But man, as if the racial conversation in this country couldn't, you know, get more, I don't know.
Convoluted.
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, strange. It's been a huge spiral whipping up. And now that spiral seems to go in a little bit of another direction for the quirkiest reason.
Maybe it's a good thing.
I mean, I know.
It's pointing the whole conversation in another direction. I don't know which way it is, but and here's another noteworthy thing. It seems as the people in the newsroom have been watching the tweets all day and talking to some of the reporters that it seems that more African American women were upset with her than men, and I find that very interesting.
And we didn't hear that on our own phones, but we heard it from somebody who used to live on the East Coast. So maybe that's
and
what more
Howard,
of his social media friends are, et cetera.
Right.
Again, I don't know. I guess we're unique in California, but I I could see a black woman being offended by it.
And the other questions are, is what about her husband being part of all of this?
Well,
you know, I mean, that's some real love.
You know how you watch an episode of House of Cards and you can't wait till the next one? I can't wait until Monday when this woman will be interviewed somewhere, her and her husband and the family, I think. You know people are just, news producers everywhere are going crazy.
Insane. I'm sure there's 100 reporters outside of wherever she is if she's not in hiding somewhere.
Yeah, and at some hotel. Yeah. I looked for her, you know, on the internets, and it looks as though, from what I can tell, she had taken her own Facebook page down, but all these other Facebook pages had
gone up
to discuss this issue, you know? So, anyway.
All right. Well, it's Friday, so we're going to lighten the load, and we'll get on to something fun, like what has been going on at the Playboy Mansion for the last decade or three or four or five.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
We've got Jon Stewart talking about our drought. What else do we have? Wow, that was crazy. How long ago was it? 6 weeks ago, we had a guest on talking about the TPP, and we were like, please call your congressperson. Looks like it's going down. That was an exciting thing that happened today.
And, oh my God. And the Democrats shot him in his own foot.
Of course.
That's the reason it didn't pass. Yes. You know it's bad when your own party blows it off the floor.
The whole thing, he was sort of aligning himself with the GOP, and the GOP was like, this is the one thing that Obama's doing right. And, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world were like, what? No way.
Yeah,
so it is interesting. And then those two New York convicts are still on the lam.
Yes, they are. And we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGOA 10.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love.